Hello everyone, this is Easy Natural English with Liam, and today's topic is, do you need to think in English to be able to speak English? As an English teacher, this is a topic that students bring up quite often, and they say, I need to think in English so I can speak faster. And I think this is actually a bit of a misunderstanding. I think this is not quite correct. So it's quite easy to think that we think in language, but actually there's lots of research that shows that this is not quite right. So today I want to first explain how we don't think in language, and then I want to talk to you about what to do with this information and how to speak English better and faster. But first, yeah, let's talk a bit about how we know we don't think in language. Quite an obvious point is before language, humans were able to think. You know, we created fire, we created weapons, we did lots of complicated things before we could actually talk to each other. So we were definitely thinking somehow. And then these days, if you imagine you're playing a very fast moving video game, you might voice some ideas. You might say like, oh no, or like, hey, I got you. But if I asked you, you know, what's your plan while you're playing this video game? Like, how are you going to win the video game? You wouldn't be able to explain fast enough to me. You know, our mind is working much faster than language can. When you're playing these games, you're doing many, many tasks very quickly, and this is going much faster than you would be able to put into words. So research shows that we kind of think things first, and then we actually translate thoughts into our own language. So that's what I'm doing now. You know, English is my native language, so I'm not thinking in English right now. I'm thinking thoughts that I want to express to you, and my brain is converting my thoughts into language. And if you think about when you speak your own language, you'll probably realize it's the same thing. You know, you're feeling happy or sad or excited or many different complicated emotions, and they usually just come out of your mouth, and they're being sort of translated by your brain. And also, you've probably had that moment where something is, as we say in English, on the tip of your tongue. So on the tip of your tongue means on the end of your tongue. And this means when there's something you want to say, but you don't know how to say it. So this is a bit of proof or a bit of evidence that we can think things that we don't even have words for. So when you have, for example, a complicated plan or a complicated emotion, and you're like, I don't know how to say this, you know, even in your own language. So we can definitely see that, our thoughts and our language are not exactly connected. But it can feel like that because sometimes we slow down and we sort of translate our thoughts into words to make them a bit clearer to ourselves, but that step isn't always necessary. Another way we know this is because when we say something, what in English we call puns. So puns are jokes that are kind of a wordplay joke. So I can say a word that sounds like it has two meanings. And if somebody tells you one of these jokes in your native language, or if you've reached a very high level in the language you're learning, you will immediately understand both meanings. You know, you won't need to take time to think, what's the first meaning okay, what's the second meaning? And then, oh, ha ha ha, and then laugh. You'll probably laugh immediately if it's a good joke, and you'll understand both of those meanings immediately. So just like before, how I said our thoughts can convert to language very quickly, also language converts to thoughts very quickly. Yeah, so we, you know, if we only thought in language, then the whole process would be too slow. Speaking and understanding would both be too slow, whereas that is not clearly not the case. So what can we do with this information when we're learning languages? So when we're beginners, like, so if you're a beginner learning English, you'll probably be translating things in your mind. And that's because, like I said earlier, when you hear something in your native language or in a language that you can understand well, you hear the words and your brain will translate them into thoughts, will translate them into ideas, concepts, emotions, or humor, and your brain will understand the meaning immediately. But when you're new to a language, it's quite common that we look at a sentence, and perhaps you don't know these words yet, or perhaps you even have seen these words before, but you don't have a very strong familiarity, like they're not very obvious to you, these words. You don't know them 100%, so you have to read the sentence or hear the sentence, and then perhaps before you can convert it into thoughts and really understand it, perhaps you feel like you need to translate it into your language first and then understand it. So then you're going through three steps. So you're seeing something in English, translating it into your own language, and then translating it into like a thought or understanding. So you can go, ah, okay, now I understand. See, so that is a very slow process. But when we're beginners, that's usually what happens. So something that we sort of need to try to do is try not to do that, because translating is very hard. Translating is harder than understanding. So I teach a lot of, so I'm studying Japanese, and I teach a lot of Japanese students who are learning English, and it's quite often that sometimes if they don't know how to say things in English, they'll say them to me in Japanese and say, how do I say this in English? And well, most of the time I can translate it into English, but there's also quite a lot of times when even though I understand the Japanese that they've said, I know exactly what that means. I've heard this phrase or this word many times. It can either take me quite some time before I can think, you know, how do I translate that into English? So, you know, I've heard the Japanese, I've translated into a thought, into understanding, but then to translate it into English, I have to think, you know, can we even express this in English? Because sometimes some languages have ways to express things in very different ways or even unique ways. And sometimes to get like a exact translation is actually kind of impossible. Like you can translate it to a degree, but yeah, maybe not 100%. So it's a very hard process. That's why I think people who work as interpreters, you know, people that need to translate while people are speaking, those people must be very smart, because I think it's very, very hard to hear something and translate immediately. It's very difficult. It's much easier to just understand. And it's also easier to think and then just speak. That's something that I noticed myself with Japanese a lot. When I am speaking in Japanese, if I'm just sort of thinking ideas, thinking thoughts, and then speaking Japanese, you know, I can go fairly smoothly. Of course, I'm still not perfect at Japanese. I'm still studying. But I can go pretty smoothly and I can have a conversation and I don't feel too worried. Everything comes out. But if sometimes I find like a more complicated idea and I catch myself trying to build the thought in English. I start making sentences in my head in English, and then I think, oh, okay, now I need to translate this to Japanese. And usually when I do that, I get stuck. So if I just think of an idea and then I put it into Japanese, it's not too bad. But if I think of an idea, I put it into English, and then I try to translate it to Japanese, I usually find I get stuck. And even if I do get the Japanese out, it's usually like unnatural because I'm trying to translate something from English, and English and Japanese are very different languages. So it just comes out very unnatural. And that's also something I notice with students that, like for example, I've studied French for a long time and now I'm studying Japanese. So if I'm teaching a French student or a Japanese student and they say something in English that's a bit unnatural, because I understand a bit of French and a bit of Japanese, I can tell what they're translating in their mind. And I'm like, ah, yeah, that's how you say it in Japanese. Or that's how you say it in French, but that's not how we say it in English. Or perhaps we don't even say that thing in English. So yeah, translating is definitely not the way to go. So I know it's hard, especially when you're a beginner. But the best way to go about this is when you're listening to English or reading English or trying to speak English, try as much as possible not to convert things into your language. So for example, if you're reading a book in English, you're reading a story, you know, just try to imagine the scenario or the situation. Try to imagine the characters. Try to imagine the actions, like in your mind, like a movie or something. But try not to translate into your language. Try to just understand without that step that will slow you down. So try to go right from English to understanding without that step in the middle. And the same when you're speaking. When you have a feeling, just try to put it directly into English without the translation. And the best way to do this, if you've listened to my podcast or watched my YouTube for a while, you know I'll always say input, input, input is very important. So keep trying to listen to as much English as possible and try to read as much English as possible. So then these thoughts will come to you easier and you won't feel the need to translate. Because, you know, if you've watched lots of movies in English, you would have seen people expressing lots of ideas, lots of emotions. And then when you want to express those same ideas and those same emotions, you'll be able to do it instantly because you'll have heard native speakers say those things many times and you won't need to think about how to translate it. So that's sort of the fastest way to get to it. Just checking my notes to check what other things I wanted to say in this episode. So that's basically everything that I wanted to say. Our last thing I wanted to say also is don't judge your English ability on how well you can translate, because as I mentioned before, translation is difficult and also sometimes even impossible. And the last thing I want to say is don't judge your English ability on how well you can translate things. So sometimes perhaps if you hear something in English and you feel like you understand it, but you don't know how to translate it into your language, don't worry, because as I said earlier, that is not an indication of whether you really understood or not. So if somebody tells you something, you know, and you laughed or you felt sad or you were surprised or excited, then that means you have understood their story and there is no need for you to translate it into your own language. So don't sort of judge your English ability on that, because some people might feel bad. They might feel like, oh, maybe I don't really understand it because I can't translate it into my language, but that's not really necessary. So as I always say, just keep trying to get lots of input. Also practice outputting as well. Just keep going, and it will get easier. And try not to slow yourself down by translating thoughts in your mind. Yeah, you don't need to think in English because you don't think in any language really, so don't worry about it. So thank you all very much for watching on YouTube or listening to the podcast. If you're on YouTube, then please like and subscribe. Please comment any thoughts you have about this episode and also any topics you'd like me to talk about, or if you just want to say hello, then please, yeah, do so. If you're listening to the podcast, please follow, and if you're on an app where you can, then review the podcast. Everybody share with your friends. If you'd like to support the podcast and the YouTube, there's a link to my Patreon under the video description and in the description of the podcast. There's also a link there so you can come and take a lesson with me. But anyway, thank you all very much for today, and I will see you all again soon.